Nayib Bukele, curtailing opposition. On August 23, El Faro, the Salvadorian newspaper, where I am an editor, published an investigation into negotiations between President Nayib Bukele's government and El Salvador's gangs. The president dismissed the report in a tweet and later baselessly accused El Faro of lying. This is the talent of a president who has brooked no criticism or opposition. In 2020, Bukele came to parliament surrounded by armed soldiers in order to pressure lawmakers to approve his budget. This May, he ordered the removal of the Supreme Court's judges, and now the new appointees have ruled that presidents can serve two consecutive terms. The government's assault on El Faro, which also includes my expulsion from the country in July, aims to punish the paper for the sin of trying to deliver the best information to people. To Bukele, the government's words are unquestionable, and anyone who says otherwise is first burned on social media and later, if they continue down their path, dealt with by the authorities. Joe Biden, responding to crises. In the midst of a horrific pandemic, economic collapse, grotesque levels of income and wealth inequality, racial tension, extreme weather disasters, and dangerous attacks on American democracy, President Joe Biden came into office with a willingness to think big, not small. Joe Biden and I have strong disagreements, but it must be acknowledged that he is the first president in a very long time who is attempting to address the fundamental crises facing our nation. In doing that, Biden is restoring faith among ordinary Americans that their government can work for them and not just for wealthy campaign contributors. Biden's bold American Rescue Plan created a strong vaccine program that will save tens of thousands of lives, alleviate hunger and homelessness, reduce the child poverty rate by more than half, and help revitalize the economy. Now, through two unprecedented pieces of legislation, the infrastructure bill and the budget resolution, he is leading the effort to create millions of good-paying jobs by rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure, address the long unmet needs of working families, and tackle the existential threat of climate change. I look forward to working with President Biden on these transformative efforts.